Begin the current daf, Masechta Tesvachim, daf Samach Vav. Begin 14 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the 7th Perek of Masechta Tesvachim, Perek Chatzos Oiv, which continues on the theme of the previous Perek, which was discussing at towards the end, the last Mishnayos, regarding the Chatzos Oiv and the Oilas Oiv. We had been discussing the different places where one does the primary Avodas by the Karbanos, then we went to the flower offerings, then we went to the bird offerings. And there are two types, the Chatzos Oiv and the Oilas Oiv. When one is bringing a bird carbon, depending on what context, either it's going to be an oil or a chatzos. So on that, the Mishnah had told us where we do it. The Chatzos Oiv is done in the southwest corner on the bottom, and the Oilas Oiv is done primarily on the southeast corner on the top. So on that, our Mishnah describes, if one doesn't do it in its appropriate way, what's the halachic ramifications? So the Mishnah begins. Chatzos Oiv, regarding the bird chatzos, she'asah lamata, if it was done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is where it's supposed to be, on the bottom of the southwest, which was Kamaisa Chatas, and it was done the way the Avodah of Chatas Ha'if is supposed to be, which is that, as we described in differential to the Oilas Ha'if, Chatas Ha'if, the Malika, which is the cutting of the neck, has to be only with one pipe. Moreover, unlike Oilas Ha'if, there's Hazah, the blood is thrown. And then there's also, as Oilas Ha'if has, the Mitzvah, so they're squeezing the blood on the wall of the Mizbech. And all of this was done l'shem chatas, with the intent, as we know from the beginning of the Masechta, it has to be l'shma, for the namesake of this carbon, and was done for the purpose of being a chatas. So then, as the Mishnah states, the obvious, and Tesis just says that it's going to be k'shera, as the Mishnah says, valid, which is as it's supposed to be done. It's just because it's saying with all the other cases, when you change one of the elements, what the ramification is going to be. Because as the Mishnah describes, let's say he did it k'maisa chatas, according to the activities of a chatas is supposed to be. As we said, Malika with one simen, hazah, mitzli, but it was done l'shem ayla. It had in mind, the kohen had in mind that it should be to be as a sacrifice of an ayla, or kemaisa ayla. The activities were changed. As the Gemara is going to explain exactly what did he change, but something it was done like the avoida of an ayla, l'shem chatas, although he had in mind that it should be a chatas, or for sure, kemaisa ayla l'shem ayla. When he's doing this Chatzos Oiv on the bottom, but he's doing like the activities of an Oila, and he's having in mind that it should be an Oila. So in all these cases, Psula is going to be invalid, because it's Shalei Lishma, and that itself is an invalidation by Chatzos, or it was changed from the activities of a Chatzos Oiv to his Oila Oiv, so there it's going to be invalid. Now, Asa Lamala, let's say, instead of doing it on the bottom half as he's supposed to, he did the Avodah on the top half, Kamaisa Kulon, like, in other words, like any one of these cases that we just described before, even like the case of Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas, which was kosher, if you did on the bottom, according to the activities of a Chatas, and L'Shem Chatas, which is how it's supposed to be done, so in the ratio was kosher. But now, if you did any one of the previous cases on the top half, then Psula is going to be invalid, because it's not on the right half that it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be in the bottom half, and you did it instead on the top half. That's Chatas Oiv. Continues the Mishnah Oilas Oiv, regarding the Bur Oilah. If it was done on the top half, as it's supposed to be, as you're supposed to do it according to the activities of an Oilah, for the name of an Oilah, as it's supposed to be, so the obvious case is k'sher, it's going to be valid. But let's say you changed. So the first case is, you did like the activities of an Oilah, but l'shem chatas, but it had in mind, shaloi l'shma, to be a chatas instead of an Oilah. So then, as we started off the Masechta, k'sher by an Oilah, unlike chatas and Pesach, an Oilas Oiv that was done Shalei Lishma is going to be kosher, but Ublavat Shalei Isla Baleo, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. Kosher carbon, but the person who brought it is not fulfilling his obligation. Now, let's say it was Kamaisa Chatas, and I'm going to explain exactly what was changed. But let's say instead of doing like the Avoidus of an Oile, it was done like the Avoidus of a Chatas Oiv, even though it was L'Shem Oile, for the namesake of being an Oile, or the other way around. Or the last case, the other way around actually is going to be kosher, like we said. Kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas. It was done with activities of a chatas for the namesake of a chatas, although it's really an oilas oiv, then it's going to be psul, it's going to be invalid. And concludes the Mishnah, asol lamata. Let's say the oilas oiv, which was supposed to be done on the top half, was done on the bottom half. Kamaisa kulon, like any one of the cases that we just described, even if you're doing like the maisa of a oila, and you're doing it l'shem oila, but you're doing it on the bottom half, Psula then is going to be invalid, as we said, that the Oila Sa'iv, its Avaidus, has to be done on the top half, and by doing it on the bottom half, no matter what case it is, it's going to be possible. So as you continue to Amid-Beis, the Gemara asks, and this is in regards to the case of the opening category of the Mishnah of Chatas Sa'iv, which we said one of the cases was, that even if you're doing it L'Shem Chatas, But if you're doing it like the activities of an Ayla, so then we said it's going to be Pasul. On that, the Gemara asked the Shani B'mai regarding which element of the Avaidus of the Chatzis Sa'if was changed and that it was now done the way an Ayla Sa'if is normally done. Says the Gemara, Ilei mid the Shani B'malika, if you're going to tell me that it's the first Avaida was changed regarding the Malika, that although the Chatzis Sa'if is only supposed to sever one pipe, instead he went and he severed both pipes, he totally severed the head from the body, which is how you're supposed to do an Ayla Sa'if, not a Chatzis Sa'if. And on that, the Mishnah is telling us that it's going to be Pasul. So says the Gemara, then Namos, then is that to tell us that the Mishnah that's saying that it's Pasul is delayed, Kerbalaza Reb Shimon? It's not like Kerbalaza Reb Shimon. Because the Amar, he said, as we quoted this in the previous Daf, Shemati Shemav Dil Mechatzis Oif. He says, I heard that it's okay if you sever the head, even Mechatzis Oif, and that would not invalidate it. If you're quoting our Mishnah regarding the Malika, obviously it's not like Kerbalaza Reb Shimon. So on that, the Gemara responds and says, and what's the problem? Obviously that the Rabbanan disagree with Kerbalaza Reb Shimon. Because of Aloya Kimna, didn't we already establish an anonymous Mishnah in the previous Perek? That the Mishnah said clearly that if you sever the Chatzis Sa'if, the head from the body, it's going to be Pasul, which already said that's obviously not like Rabbi Shimon. So what would be problematic in saying that our Mishnah is the same halacha, not like Rabbi Shimon? Rosh Gemara says, no, you're right. The anonymous Mishnah in the previous Perek is disagreeing with him. But we could say that this Mishnah is even like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, because we could explain the Shani b'Haza, that what was changed was not the Malika, because maybe regarding that it actually would not be possible like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, and rather what was changed was that the Haza by the Chatzis Oif is supposed to be after the Malika, before the Mitzvah, before the blood is squeezed out, when you push the neck against the Mizbeach, you're supposed to project the bird forward and have the blood spray out, that by the Chatzis Oif, the spraying was not done, only the mitzvah, which the mitzvah is the avodah that's done by the oila. The oila sa'if doesn't have hazah. So regarding that change, that if you didn't do it like the chatzis sa'if, bread like the oila sa'if, that's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, hachanam mistaber. It's more logical to say like this, that the changes when the Mishnah says that it was changed from chatzis sa'if to oila sa'if, or oila sa'if to chatzis sa'if, is talking about by hazah, by regarding the spraying, and not regarding the Malika, to say that our Mishnah is not like a Blazer B'Shimon. Why? Megtani Sefer. Because the Mishnah then says later on, Asa Lamala Kamasa Kulon, the Chatzis Sa'if is supposed to be done on the bottom half. Instead, if it was done on the upper half, like any one of the cases we described, then we said, Psul, it's going to be invalid. Now, as we already pointed out in the Mishnah, Vafilu Kamaisa Chatzis L'Shem Chatzis. Even if it was done like the activities of a Chatzis, we're talking about a Chatzis Sa'if. It was done like a Chatzis Sa'if, and it was done for the purpose of a Chatzis Sa'if, it's still going to be possible because you did it on the wrong half. So that explains the Gemara, the Shani B'mai. In which Avaida was that change that the Chatzis Sa'if, instead of doing it in the bottom half, you did that Avaida on the top half? Ilem and the Shani B'Malika, if you're going to tell me that during the Malika, instead of doing the Chatzis Sa'if in the bottom half, he did the Malika when he sticks his thumb into the neck and he severs it, he did it on the top. On that, as the Gemara, you can't say that because Amar, the Master said, as we quoted this in Avsam Gimel Mabez, regarding Chatzis Sa'if, we said, the Malika b'chol mokam b'mizbeach k'shera. What do you mean? That would not be an invalidation by Malika by doing it, the Chatzis Sa'if in the top half, because Malika is actually kosher anywhere in the Mizbeach. Elav, the Shani Bazaar. Rather, it's obvious that it would be talking about a change in the spraying, that the spraying was done on the top half. Oh, that's problematic, that the spraying has to be on the southwest corner on the bottom. Instead, you did it on the top. If that's the case, so then the Midi Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer is talking about a change that's done on the top, was Behazah is talking about the spraying. So then Reisha Nami, so regarding the Reisha also, that's talking about a change in the activity, in the Avaida, not in location, but in the Avaida, is also talking about Behazah. And not like we wanted to say that it would contradict Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon by saying it's talking about the Malika. And that's just, it's not a proof. We can still say that it's talking about Malika and it's not like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, like we said anyways, the previous Mishnah and the previous Perek is not like him. Because Midi Iria, is it comparable? Hakadi Isa, Bahakadi Isa. Each one, in regards to what would be considered a change, is talking about that would be the case. In other words, the ratio is talking about a change in the Maisim and the activities and the Avodas of the carbon. You could say it's talking about Malika, because, yeah, not like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. The Sefer is talking about a change in location, where regarding Malika that wouldn't be a change, then yeah, then you would have to say it's talking about Hazah, but it's not a proof by that case being Hazah that the ratio was also talking about Hazah. Then the Mishnah continued regarding Oila Sa'if Chulu, regarding the same types of halachas regarding the Oila Sa'if and if it wasn't done exactly as the Avodah Va'ilah Seif is supposed to be. Now, on that asked the Gemara regarding the case that said that if you did like the Maisa Chatas, L'shem Ayla. The Mishnah spoke about one of the cases is even if you had it L'shma for the sake of an Ayla, but if it was done like a Maisa Chatas, it was done like the actions of a Chatas, so then we said it's going to be possible. So on that is the Gemara, Dishani B'mai, which part of the Avodah of the Ayla Sa'if was changed and instead done like a Chatas, which done and thus invalidates it because you didn't do it like the Avodah of the Ayla Sa'if. Ilim Dishani B'malika says the Gemara, if you're saying that it was changed regarding the Malika, meaning that by the Ayla Sa'if, the head has to be severed from the body. And instead of severing it, he only cut one of the pipes like you do by a Chatas Sa'if, instead of doing how you're supposed to do by the Ayla Sa'if. And that has the Gemara, but Madiktani Seifa, and the fact that the end of the Mishnah, which actually refers to the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of our Mishnah, so we call it the Seifa. The Mishnah says, Kulan, all the cases of our Mishnah, which the next Mishnah is going back on, all of them, although that we're saying that they're not kosher to validate the carbon, but since Malika ultimately is being done on it, so Ein Mitamin Bevesa Bliya, they're not going to transmit Tumah when it's in the throat of a person that's swallowing it, where although by a kosher bird, if it's a nevela, if it wasn't properly slaughtered, the halach is that it transmits tumah to the person when it's in his throat. Here, although it's not going to make a kosher for a carbon, ultimately the malika, which is like the shechita, was done to it, and therefore it's not going to be a nevela, it's going to be something like it was slaughtered properly. But umayel in the hen, there's still going to be me'ila, and because it never removed it from its sanctity. I mean, generally when avayd is done on the carbon, like a karmachatas, so then the blood permits the meat to be eaten, and then it's no more me'ila, it's not a misappropriating from hektish. Hashem, so to speak, lets the person eat it now. But these karbanas, which were never validated, they're not kosher, they never were removed from their kachem status of sanctity, and therefore it would still have the halacha of me'ila applying to it. Now, if it's going back on all the cases of our Mishnah, then it would also be going on the case of the karban ayla, which was done on the bottom. Ayla sub is supposed to be done on the top. But if it's done on the bottom, we said that if it's done k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas, so it's many problems, so to speak, it's because oila sa'if is supposed to be on the top. First of all, you're doing it on the bottom. And not only doing it on the bottom, this was the case of like all the problems. You're doing it l'shem chatas and k'maisa chatas. So on that, the Mishnah said, obviously, that that's not going to be kosher as a carbon oila. Now, but on that case too, is what the next Mishnah says, that there's going to be a halacha of me'ila. Because it's still an oila and it wasn't even properly done. On that as the Gemara, but name the Lake Yeshua, but if that's the case, if you're explaining the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the Malika, and that was what was changed, but then it's gonna come out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and we want our Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yeshua in contrast to the machlekes that he has with Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the Ikre Yeshua, if you would say our Mishnah is like Yeshua, Ha'amar Ein Mo'ilan, he says, actually, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, that if you take an Ayla Sa'if, and you do it, first of all, on the bottom, which is where Chatzah Sa'if is supposed to be done, and you do it like the activities of a Chatzah Sa'if, and you have a mind for a Chatzah Sa'if, then actually it becomes a Chatzah Sa'if. And then paradoxically, now it's actually not going to have Me'ilah. Because a Chatzah Sa'if, once you do the Avaydis, it permits its meat to be eaten by the Kanim, and it's actually not Me'ilah anymore. So if you're saying that the change is regarding Malika, that you did the Avaydis of the Ayla Sa'if in regards to the Malika like a Chatzah Sa'if, so that's going to make that you did the Avaydis like a Chatzah Sa'if. If that's the case, then actually one of the cases is going to be problematic, and it's not going to be like Rabbi Yeshua, because then the halacha is going to be that there Rabbi Yeshua says that there's that. If our Mishnah is saying that there's Me'ila, that's not going to be like Rabbi Yeshua says that there's no Me'ila. So therefore the Gemara says, so Ve'ela rather, what are we going to have to say if we want the Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yeshua, in this case of Ayla Sa'if, when you did it differently like a Chatzah Sa'if, must be that what was changed was B'mitzi, regarding the squeezing out the blood. There Rabbi Yeshua does not disagree. And the reason for that is, as we'll see by like Rav Ada, he explains that this Rabbi Yeshua said that if you have an Ayla Sa'if, which you did on the bottom, like the activities of a chatas for the purpose of being a chatas, that it's not anymore an oila sa'if and it becomes a chatas sa'if. The reason is for that halacha is something that's only applicable if the change was regarding malika, as Rav Ashi is going to explain later on, because by an oila, you have to sever both pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, in the neck of the bird. Now, a chatas is kosher with only severing one siman. Now, moreover, there is no malika for an oif on the bottom half. It has to be done on the top half. So when this kohen goes and he does malika on the bottom half, to l'shem chatas, when he's doing the first simon, he already concluded all the activities of a chatas. So therefore, at that point, it's not anymore an oilas oif. It became a chatas oif. And it's like if that's the case, it's like a bona fide chatas oif, which is done on the bottom, like a maisa chatas, l'shem chatas, which is kosher and different, there's no me'ilah. Now, however, if the change was not in the malika, as we're explaining, that the malika was done on the top, like an oil is supposed to be. So then, when you then change regarding the next stage of mitzui, which is that you didn't do mitzui right away, rather you went and you did hazav first, like a chatas is supposed to be, then you can't then at that point draw it in that change of mitzui to become a chatas a'if, because it's already not like a chatas a'if, because you already did it, you already changed something in regards to the malika, meaning that you did the malika the way oilas is supposed to be, but which is not like a chatas is supposed to be, so you can't then transform then and become a chatas a'if. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you want to say the halacha of a mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua, you would have to say that the case of oilas a'if that was changed to be like a chatas a'if, which is what our mishnah is saying is going to be possible by the oilas a'if, but additionally, it also has the halacha that there's going to be me'ila. Now, that, again, as we said, wouldn't be able to be a change by Malika, because then according to Yeshua, there's actually not going to be Me'ila. If there's going to be Me'ila, must be that the change was by Mitzui, where then Yeshua agrees there's going to be Me'ila, because it's not an Oilas Oif, and neither is it going to be Chatzis Oif, because you did the Malika the way Oilas Oif is supposed to be, so it can become a Chatzis Oif. But if that's the case, ask the Gemara another question. The name is safe. We'll look at the next part of the coming Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oilas Ha'ayv Sha'asa Lamata. Regarding Oilas Ha'ayv, again, which is supposed to be on the top part. It was done on the bottom half of the Mizbech. Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas, which is this case that we're describing, which we say is Machlekes Reb Elazar Yeshua. So, Reb Eliezer Omer Me'ilin Ba. He says, there's still Me'ilah, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, where he says, it's not a kosher Oilas Ha'ayv. And he doesn't hold to this halacha that it becomes a Chatas Ha'ayv. So there's going to be Me'ilah, because it's still maintains the sanctity of an oila, and especially since it's an oila that wasn't even done valid. He says, no, there's no me'ila, as we just described his halacha, because it actually gets transformed into a chatas a'if. Now, that is the Gemara, when it's describing the case that they disagree about, that the oila sa'if was done on the bottom, the shani b'mai, in which avaida was the change of location from top to bottom done. So if you say it's regarding the squeezing of the blood, but because that's what we were describing. We're describing the next Mishnah, which talks about these halachas, that it's Toma B'mitzui, because that's how we're explaining that there's going to be Me'ila, because if it was by Malika, then that wouldn't be like a Yeshua. Because if you did even the Malika of the Oilas Oif on the bottom, and then you did everything like a Chatas, then actually would not have Me'ila. If you wanted to still have Me'ila, then it must be the change was by Mitzui. But that's problematic for the next case that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua disagree, where Rabbi Yeshua is saying that there's no Me'ila, because Eimadim Rabbi Yeshua, as we just explained, when does Rabbi Yeshua say there's no Me'ila, is the Shani bi Malika, is only when you change by Malika, like we explained. Because if you change already that on the bottom half, then everything was like a Chatas Oif, so it could transform into one. But B'mitzui Mi'amar, but if the change was only by Mitzui, which that's what you're saying, the case of when it says V'kulon Eimatam Be'sabli U'moyla Mehen, which that's the precursor to the next part of the Mishnah, which is what we're describing now. If that's by Mitzui, then if the next case that Rabbi Elazar would disagree about on Mitzui, well, that doesn't work out, because then Rabbi Elazar would hold that there is Me'ila. So the Ella says the Gemara must be that B'malika. So it must be that case that they're disagreeing about is by Malika. If you change that and you do that down and you do L'Shem Chatas and can I say of the Chatas, then it's all going to be Chatas Oif. And that is the Gemara. Then it comes out as follows. It comes out that the Reisha is going to be by Malika, because as we on the top of the Amid wanted already established, that our Mishnah, when you're saying when you change Chatas Oif to be like the Maisim of Eilas Oif, we said it's not like Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Because like we said, that makes sense to say it's not like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, because like the already anonymous mission in the previous parak was already not like him. So it comes out that the Reish is talking about a change in Malika. The Seifa, the later part of our Mishnah, meaning in the coming Mishnah, which is Machlik is Rabbi Yeshua and Eliezer, that we said has to also be Malika, because else Rabbi Yeshua is not going to say there's no Me'ila. It's only when you already change from the Malika, everything is like the Chatas Leif, then there's not going to be Me'ila. And then, but Umitziyasa, B'mitzui. But the middle part, meaning, which is between the beginning of our Mishnah, which we're calling the Reisha, And the next Mishnah, which we're calling the Sefer, the middle case in our Mishnah is talking about the Oila Sa'if, that we described that if you're changing that by the Oila Sa'if, if you want that to be like Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason why is because Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with him, is Shamuti, which we don't pass like him, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, then we said it has to be by Mitzi, because or else the Mishnah which describes that it's going to be Me'ila would not be like Rabbi Yeshua. Must be the changes by Mitzi, with there, as we said, he agrees it's going to be Me'ila. So the Gemara says, "In yes, although we generally try to keep a uniformity in the cases, what's going to come out is Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika u'Mitziyasa b'Mitzi." You're right. The first halacha of our Mishnah on Amen Aleph, and the last halacha, which can be actually the next Mishnah, are both talking about changes in Malika u'Mitziyasa b'Mitzi. In our middle case, meaning that of the Eila Seif being done like a Chata Seif, was a change in Mitzi, and therefore that's the case where it's going to be puzzle, and even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree that there's going to be Me'il over there because it was only change in Mitzi and not in the Malika. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which we had been quoting, that says as follows: for Kulon, regarding all the cases of the previous Mishnah, even though we said that they're going to be invalid, but the Malik is still going to purify it, that it's not going to be a nevela, a dead animal carcass. And therefore, Ema Tama Vesablia, it's not going to transmit Tumah to the person that it's in his throat, which is generally the law by someone that's eating a non-slaughtered kosher bird, that generally he has Tumah in the Vesablia. Here it's not going to apply, because the Malik will have accomplished that much. But umaylamhan, there's still going to be mi'ila, even on the chatas, which generally when the chatas you do malik, you do the avoida, when you do the avoida of the dam, it permits the meat to be eaten. There's no mi'ila. But here, since it became invalid, so it never had an opportunity for it to be permitted for the kahanim, and therefore it never left the properties of mi'ila that's inside of it. Chutz mi'chatas, I've accepted one of the cases, which is the chatas ha'if, shasol lamata, which was done on the bottom as it's supposed to be, kemaisa chatas as it's supposed to be, l'shem chatas as it's supposed to be, with there it's kosher, and then it has a moment of permissibility for the kehanim, and then there's not going to be me'ila, even if a zar eats it, who's not supposed to, there's not going to be me'ila anymore, because it's not in the property of Hekdash anymore, it became the property of man. Continues the Mishnah. In the case that we're just describing, the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, oila sa'if, regarding the bird oila, which is one of the cases we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Shasa lamata, which was done in the bottom half, not like it's supposed to. Kemaisa chatas, not like it's supposed to. L'shem chatas, the purpose of chatas, not like it's supposed to. Actually, to the contrary, you're actually doing everything of the seif like a chatas seif is supposed to be. So we have a machlekes. Eliezer, he says, ma'ilimba. So there's going to be me'ila if one would have pleasure and benefit from this oila seif, because it's an oila, and it's even actually not even a properly done oila, and whatever removed it from the status of Me'ila to give it a moment of permissibility for Kahanim. Actually, Oilas generally have no permissibility for Kahanim, unless there's certain parts of the Oila that's for the Kahanim. But here, where it wasn't even done kosher, for sure there's nothing that ever permitted to anyone, and therefore it's still going to have Me'ila. Whereas the Bishua, I mean, he says, no, ain Mo'ilimba. No, there's actually not going to be Me'ila. The reason is because, as the Gemara will explain this, which is not so obvious from the Mishnah, since he changed the name designation of it, he was having in mind that it should be a chatas, he changed the activities of it, and even changed the location of it doing on the bottom, so it actually becomes a chatas, and it gets transformed into one, and therefore, like a regular chatas is done, that then it's actually permitted, so too, this is going to be considered like a chatas, even if it's not going to be me'ila. Now the Mishnah describes the conversation, the dialogue between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Elazar says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Uma'im chatas, if regarding a carbon chatas, She'in mo'ilim ba l'shma, that generally when the chatas is done, according to its namesake, to be a chatas, the halacha is that since it's permitted for the kahanim, because it was done l'shma, I mean, then the kahanim eat the meat, and they're allowed to use the carbon. So there's no me'ila, keshashina es shema, but when you change the name, when you do it shaloi l'shma, so therefore it becomes possible, and therefore never had a moment of becoming permissible for the kahanim to eat the meat. Then the halacha is mo'ilim ba, then there's going to be me'ila, which even Rabbi Yeshua agrees to this point, that when you do it shalei l'shma for to be an oila, that there's going to still be me'ila by the chatas, although generally when it's done l'shma, there is no me'ila by the chatas. So says Rabbi Eliezer, so oila shem mo'ilim ba l'shma, so an oila, that even when you do it for its namesake, it still maintains me'ila, because it's still not permitted for the kahanim. The oila is totally burnt on the mizbeach. So kesheshin l'shma, so when you do it inappropriately, when you do shaloi l'shma, in a din she'im alaba, isn't there a kavachamim that should be me'ila? Because chatas, l'shma, there's no me'ila. Shaloi l'shma, there's me'ila. So by oila, where even l'shma, there's me'ila, for sure shaloi l'shma, there should be me'ila. On that, Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, loi, no. Actually, the opposite point. Yeah, if you're going to try to prove to me from the case of a carbon chatas, when it was changed and it was done for the purpose of being an oila, that there, yeah, it's going to have me'ila. Shekein shineh shema ledavar sheish be'me'ila, because you changed it for being, you're having in mind that it should be something, which is an oila, that in itself, that thing has me'ila. So the chatas, when it's being done for that thing, will have me'ila. Taimei be'ila, in contrast, by the oila, shekein shema l'shem chatas, if you're changing it to be something, which is a chatas, shekein shineh shema ledavar sheish be'me'ila, you're changing, having in mind for it to be something which doesn't have me'ila. So actually, no, there it's actually not going to have me'ila. Because the thing you're having in mind that it should be is something that doesn't have me'ila. However, as the Gemara continues, Tav of Samach Zayin Mad Aleph says the Mishnah, Amar Lai, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, back to him, but I'll disprove your point. Because if I read Kachi Kachim, you have the holiest level of Karbanos, which are supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Azar. Shashachtan B'darmav, let's say they were slaughtered in the south of the Azar. Vishachtan L'shem Kachim Kalam, so they were slaughtered in the wrong place, similar to the case they're describing, like an oila site which is done in the bottom half, and they were slaughtered for the same namesake of being kachim kala, even though it's really kachim kachim. Yechichu, that will prove shekein shineh shemam. There, the name is being changed, the activities are being changed. Ledavar she'ein by me'ila, for something that does not have me'ila, but kachim kalam, the lower level kachim, don't have me'ila. Because even the only part that does have, which is the emurim, the sacrificial parts, actually only after the blood is thrown. But generally, kachim kalam is money owned by the person, by the owner. And there's no me'ila. And yet, Umoylan bohen, and still the kachim kachim will have me'ila by them, because since the carbon, let's say it's a chatos, it was slaughtered for in the south, so it became pasul. So when throwing the blood never gave it a time of permissibility to remove it from me'ila. So af atal titma alo ayla. So therefore says Rabbi Eliezer, you also shouldn't wonder regarding the ayla. That af bishashin shma ledavar she'ein ba me'ila, that even though it's being changed for something that is not a me'ila, she'im luba, that this should be me'ila, because I disproved your logic, because you see by kachim kachim that was done for kachim kalim, and it's for something that does not have me'ila, and yet it's still going to have me'ila. So Amalei Bishui says, loy, no. Im amarta b'kachim kachim shashachtim b'darm. If you're going to prove to me from that case, by kachim kachim that was slaughtered in the south, v'shachtim l'shem kachim kalim, and was slaughtered for the namesake of being a kachim kalim, that there, yeah, it's going to be me'ila by the kachim kachim. Shekein shineh shemam ledavar sheish be'isa v'heter, because you changed it to something that has permissibility, but also has something that's forbidden. Because ultimately, there are emurin in the kachim kalim, the sacrificial parts, that do have me'ila. So since the thing that you're coming from has me'ila, and you're even changing it for something that has an element of me'ila, so it will still have me'ila. But time of ba'ila, in contrast to the case that we're disagreeing about regarding the ayla, shashina shma ledavar shekuli hetter, where you're changing it for something that's totally permissible, because when you're doing the ayla sa'if on the bottom half with the maisim of the chata sa'if for the purpose of being chata sa'if, the chata sa'if is totally permissible to be eaten by the kahanim, because there's nothing that has me'ila in the chata sa'if. The only thing that goes on the mizbeach is the blood, and blood never has me'ila anyway. So the only thing is the meat. None of the meat is part of the mizbeach. And since it's something that's totally permissible that doesn't have me'ila, therefore, says Rabbi Shua, I would disagree with you in that case, that although, yes, Eila Sa'if generally has me'ila, but here when you're doing it for the namesake of something that actually does not have me'ila, which is the Chatzah Sa'if, there's not going to be a halacha me'ila. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it's primarily because it actually becomes a Chatzah Sa'if, and once a Chatzah Sa'if, that void is done, so then, obviously, it's not going to be me'ila, unlike Rabbi Eliezer.